It's a new mic. Okay. So we'll quickly read through the sugya till Amud Beis. Amud Aleph we did already, but so I'll just do it very, very quickly. The Mishnah brought down somebody who was loy bichra ishtoi, and the yoldash neis charim, the tapa memches, neis chomisham l'koyin, meisecha b'seich shloishim avpot. If one of them died, obviously the father's potter, because ha-moitzim echavel avaraya. Meisa ava abonim kayomim. So it depends. Remei roimer, nosno achaloi cholku nosnu, if they gave already the pidyon ha-ben. No. So that's it, they can't take it away from the kohen. Okay. Moshein kein. Im lav, p'turin. Because pashtus each yerush could say, "I'm not the b'chol. I'm not the b'chol, so I don't know you anything." V'imlav p'tur Rabbi Yudei Mel Nischayv Nechosim. It's too late. There's a shibah Nechosim, and therefore we'll see. And if pashtus he means, and therefore they have to pay. Each ben has to give half the pidyon from their Nechosim, which is Meshubit. Because it's a regular halacha of amitzim mechaver l'varaya, since possibly the nekeva came out first, in which case there's no b'chol, and that's it. Says the Gemara de Misavemas. When did the father die? When did the father die regarding the age of the b'chol, in relationship to the age of the b'chol? Ilayim de mislav shloishim lach shloishim. What's going on? There's already chiv gomar under nechasim. Father's Meshubit. Baha Omar Ameya Kichol Kupturim. Shtabi Nechse. Elo de Mispesech Shlosh. Father died already before day 30. Meaning the Nechosim did not become Meshubit. So then, even if they gave a pidyon HaBen L'Choyra, they should get it back. Who cares? What's the difference? Even if they didn't do a chalukah yet, who cares? Each one should say, "I'm potter." This is what we spent a lot of time on 2 weeks ago. From here you see that a shibud nechosim doesn't need to go to the bailam. That's the chiddush. It goes straight to the property. See, even in a case where I couldn't extract the money out of the bailam, because each baal would say, "La baal dvorim di diat, I'm not a b'chol," I could go straight to the property. Rava says no. Michti nichsi d'vayinushin in arvin lay. Nechosim are an orev, meek immediately there, the Motsi Tove, love Motsi Tove, Votnan, Namavacha, Yidei Ov, Lo Yifrim, and Ov Tchil, Vakayim, Lo Yifrim, and Ov Tchil. Okay. So that was phase one of the Gemara. Phase one of the Gemara was Machlekes, Rev Yumi and Rove, whether if the father died, La'achar Shloishim, not Toich Shloishim, because this everybody was getting confused. La'achar Shloishim. The Nechosim already became a Shubit. There seemed to be a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yumia whether the Kohen has a right to go to the Nechosim and take the money from the Nechosim and say, "Listen, Manoshuch, I own 5 sloim of these Nechosim. I want the 5 sloim. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. The way we were magdir it last week, 2 weeks ago, was it depends how you learn Shibud. If you learn Shibud as midin Orev, which is clearly what Rava says it, it's midin Orev, that means that I really don't have a schus momen independently to the Nechosim. I'm going to the Nechosim, I'll say, Yodai Richter of you. I'm going to the Nechosim because they're representing you, right? So then if I can't go to you, I can't go to Yenochas. It doesn't even matter if the reason why I can't go to you is because I can't prove it. It doesn't matter why. I don't have a yachas with the nechas. I'm pulling you to best. And the male, if I can't pull you, for whatever reason, if I can't pull you, I can't pull your nechas. That's Rav Shita. You be old, no. You have a schus to the nechas. We still see, that's how we ended this year, the sugi and ksubis, where you talk and see that Romi Bar Choma holds an unbelievable chiddush. The Shailim, the Rishonim, the Eisen, the Rabbanim, doesn't matter how you learn. But Lamaisan daf and Ksubis daf Pezayin, the Gemara says that a woman who's Pegemis Ksubasa, who admits that half the Ksuba is paid back, Loitita Lala Bishvua, she needs to swear now on the remainder balance of the Ksuba she has to swear. And Sava Rami Bar Chava Lameima, Rami Bar Chama held, Shvua de Reise. Moira Bemixis. The whole thing is lopsided. It's Venahapachu. It's not Shvua's Moira Bemixis. So Rava comes in screaming. The Zelba Unzere Rava comes in screaming. What do you mean Shvua de Reise? She's a Nortelis. She's not. She's a Shvua's Hanoitlim. She's collecting the Ksube. Shvua's Hanoitlim is not the Reise. Shvua's Hanoitlim is the Chashvua de Rabbanan. It's not a Shavuos Moed of a Mixus. So it's true. The Shita Mokobetzah is there with the Ra, this whole tumult. That maybe Rami Bar Choma doesn't mean Mamish Daraisa. He means Ka'en Daraisa. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference how you learn Rami Bar Choma. Either way, Rami Bar Choma is saying it's similar to a Shavuos Moed of a Mixus. And Rav is saying it's not. But our Gemara enlightens that, Sugya. Because Rami Bar Choma, who holds that Shibud is Midin Kinyan, which means that when I borrow money from you, my Nechasim become automatically owned by you, the Shear of the Halva. So now, in a sense, right, when I pay you back, I'm redeeming my Nechasim back, in a sense. Okay? In other words, I borrow $1,000, now your field is Meshubud to me $1,000. I really own that field, according to Rami Bar Choma, right? So now, what's happening when I pay you back? When I pay you back, I'm sort of redeeming that ownership that you have in my field, I'm redeeming back from you. So now, I'm coming and getting my field, collecting my shibud back from you. And if you are saying that half of that shibud, if the woman is saying now, that half of that shibud was paid back, and the other half is not, so now it comes out, she's really not a shvus ha-noitlim. The noitlim was already. The noitlim was that she had this field in her domain, not your domain. You're coming and saying that she owes you that field back because you redeemed it back from her. And she says she only owes you half the field. Because only half. So she's really, in a sense, a Moed of a Mixus. And that's Rami Bar Choma. Some are Rami Bar Choma. Some are Rami Bar Choma, who says that if you have two Yosef ben Shimons who buy a field of Shutfis, I can go straight to the field. Even though I can't go to you, I can go to the field. Which the way we explain is because you have some kind of schus directly to the karka. It's that same Rami Bar Choma that held in Ksubis that makes you into a Moed of a Mixus. Or like a Moed of a Mixus. Even if you learn it's the Rabbonin, but the Tshita Mekobetzah says, Mein Dereis. Mein Dereis. Mashen Kein Rava L'Shitosei over here. Rava says, no, that's not the way Shibud works. The field is my field. Even if I lend you money, field is my field. And Mimela, when you come at the end of the day and you want to collect, you're the Noitel. And now you're saying that you want to be Noitel half the amount. So you're a Shvus HaNoitlim. You're swearing on the 50% that you're taking. That's not a Moed of a Mixus, and it's not similar to Mixus. It's not Ka'en D'Reis. It's not similar to a Moed of a Mixus. So really, these two sugyas go together, the sugi in and Ksuba, so Sugya and Bechiris, they go together. That would be the simple way to learn. I will tell you that it still needs clarity. We didn't have the time really to go into this. Still needs clarity because there's a Sugya and Malkus, Meseches Makus, that puts this whole Shibud business in disarray. Because the Gemara in Makus, the Mishnah in Makus, and then the Sugya there talks about Edom Zoymim, who were not Machayev a new debt, but they were Machayev you to prematurely pay an existing debt. So they came to you and they said, you owe 1,000 zuz now. The emes is, the Mishnah says, you owe the chreis mikam adasel shani. So the halacha is that the Edom Zoymimim have to pay the value of those 10 years, because they were trying to deprive you of the use of that money for 10 years. Alei shteit Mishnah. Oyim dim kam odom loitze v'yitem yodei elhuzuz mikam adasel shimyoyim. And that's what the Edom Zoymim have to pay. It's a famous Mishnah in Makkos. So all the Rishonim ask, Kadmoinim, then the Marit asks, the Ramban on the spot in Makkos asks. So what do you mean? Why do Edom Zoymim have to pay anything? They weren't creating a new debt. They were just trying to take away from you the use of the money. The money regardless you owe. Right? So what were the Edom Zoymim doing? They were trying to take away from you the use of the money. Frek the Ramban, and again, all the Rishonim are in this cash. The Edom Zoymim should be potter completely. Why? Simple swallow. It's no worse than a ganav. If I steal $1 million, chas v'shalom, somebody steals $1 million. He holds on to it for 20 years. He almost stood to tell tshuva al chet on Yom Kippur, and he decides he has to give back the $1 million. He goes back to the guy, says, here's $1 million. The guy goes, you give me $1 million. That $1 million now would be $25 million. I would have it invested in the market. All my other $1 million made $25 million by now. What's the halacha? It's a beferish halacha, Yerushalmi. It's called Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveira. You don't have to pay for that. It's a gromer. I only have to give you back the million. You're not happy with it. But that's the halacha. The halacha is you don't pay for being mevatel somebody else for making money. Bedinei Odom. You don't pay. Bedinei Shamayim. Bedinei Odom, you don't pay. So they all ask, so why does the guy who said Edom Zoymim, he said false Edus, he was Machayev, a guy to prematurely pay back his debt, why do they have to pay anything for? Why are they worse than somebody who went and actually stole the money from you? Doesn't have to give you back the use of the money. It's like a valdig a cash. It's a bomber. So is the ganav.
No.
The ganav goes to you. The ganav goes to your to the money market where you have your money invested. Your money now is making 25%, and the ganav goes and he steals it. So now he stole, not only did he steal your $1 million, he stole you 25%. But we don't say that. We say in Aloch, it's called Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveira. And Mevatel Kisei Shel Chaveira, Dachpata. So the Edom, all the Edom Zoymim were doing, they were trying to make you prematurely pay back money, which you would have had to pay back anyway, the principal. And they were taking away from you the interest that you would have had from that money. So the Mishnah says that's what they have to pay you.
But that's
not the No, Zev. They don't pay you the interest. They pay you how much you would want to have access. How much? The Edom Zoymim pay you, Mamish, exactly what the halach is their potter from. They pay you, they have to pay you what you would pay to have access to money. Which normally, even if I actually take the use of your money away from you. I don't pay you for that. I don't pay you. I'm just saying, that's the halacha. No. That's not why. That's takonos hashavim. That's in the case where I took what I stole and I invested it somewhere. No. This is me the reise. Mevatel kisei because it's a grama. It's a grama. If I put a padlock on your treasure box for 25 years, kolnished. I don't owe you 1 cent. Yeah. Not because takonas hashovim. I don't know you. Mevatel kisei shechaveva. Anyway, Akasha. So the Rishonim say like this. All the Rishonim say pecha. No. This is different. Because since the loan is not due yet, right? Since the loan is not due yet, so it's like there's no loan. Remember guys, we had this in the Magid. There's no chayf. You owe nothing. It's a money like a chiddush, but that's what the Rishonim say. Today I owe you nothing. Meaning, if I borrow money for 10 years, at the end of 10 years, I owe you money. Today, I owe you nothing. So when the Oidim Zayman come and they say you owe money today, they're being mechayiv you to pay money that you don't owe. We don't look at it like premature payment. No. We look at it like a new payment, which you're not obligated to at all. In 10 years will come, you'll become chayiv to pay. It's a big chiddush, but that's what they all say. This is the Marit. I'll tell you a chiddush from the Marit. The Marit builds from this sugi in Malchus. He says, what would be the halacha? Reuven goes to Shimon, tells him, you owe me $1,000. Shimon says, yeah, it's true. It's true. But 500 of it is not due. 500 I take owe you now. And the other 500 is not due. The other 500 is due in 10 years. Moed b'mixes. You have a chiv shvu d'raisa. Because the 50% that you're saying is not due now, you're in complete denial. It's no different than if I would have told you, you come to me $1,000. I say, it's not true, I owe you 500. I'm chayev d'raisa, shvu's moed b'mixes. Zok to Marit, it's no different. If I tell you, I owe you 500, the other 500 is rubbish, I don't owe you at all. Or I tell you, the other 500 I owe in 10 years. Now I have to make a shvu d'raisa that I owe it now. Because the 500 that I say I don't owe today is equivalent to saying I don't owe it at all. Moed b'mixes. The same idea. So this, l'chaira, and the way the Rishonim are telling us, this is a Mishnah. This is a Dvar Mishnah. Rami Bachomer can't argue. The Sugim Bachoros Memches can't argue with that Mishnah in Malchus. So l'chaira, this lamdus and what we're talking about, Shibud Midin Kinyan, they don't sit comfortably next to each other. How could I have a Shibud Midin Kinyan, I own your nechasim now, for a debt that doesn't exist? You understand what I'm saying? We're basically saying, the Sugyan Maka says that I don't owe the money until I owe it. And one day before I owe the money, I don't owe it to you. The chayv doesn't exist, right? The avol doesn't exist. Which is what the Gemara is calling pidyon haben, milveh. Milveh aksuvah b'Torah. So if it's not due yet, I don't owe it. Doesn't exist. Yeah? So how could you say that a shibud is midin kinyan? Stam, it's hard to understand. How could a shibud be midin kinyan if I don't owe it until I owe it? I b'chlal don't owe it. So the only way, again, this is a problem. The only way to explain it, and this will affect our next sugya, is to say that there's another sugya. There's another sugya in Pesachim, where the Gemara in Pesachim talks about Chomer Shalom HaPesach, the Gemara Lamed Aleph. The Gemara that talks about if I make a halvoah to a goy, al chemtzay. So chometz is a collateral. And I lend the goy money, al chemtzay. Okay? And now the goy doesn't pay back the choyv. He says, after Pesach, I want to now take his chometz. Okay? So he has a bread factory. The bread was sitting in the factory over Pesach. He owed me $1,000. I want to go now and take $1,000 a truckload of bread. It was a collateral for my choyv. Is it chometz shel Yisrael shavu l'va Pesach? Chomet shel akum shavul v'pesach. So the Gemara there brings down a machlekes. Whether bal choiv mikanu l'habo goyve, or bal choiv l'mafreya o goyve. According to Mandoma, bal choiv l'mafreya o goyve, you can't collect it. Because we look at it now like you're collecting it retroactively from the time of the loan. The loan was erev Pesach. The gevir was after Pesach. But if you say l'mafreya o goyve, it's chomet shel Yisrael shavul v'pesach. Also b'ano. So that the Gemara in Pesachim is telling us that it works retroactively, according to one man d'amar, and therefore you can't collect it. Now how does that fit with the sugya makas? Same question. Same question that we're asking on our sugya, you can ask on the sugya in Pesachim. Because there the Gemara is saying clearly that if you hold Baal Choyv l'mafrei u'goyve, so I'm collecting from then. So the only way to make everything v'hoya mishkan echot between all the sugyas is that you have to say that just like we find that there are many haloisin and kol ha'terekul called mikanu l'habo l'mafreya, there are many such things we find in the Torah. Okay, every brera works that way. A meon works that way, right? A girl could, a ketana that got married off by a non-daraisa kedushin through her mother, through her brother, some mishenim, through herself. So halacha is that she could be oiker the kedushin. She could, prior to becoming a gedola, she could just get rid of the kedushin, and that works retroactively. She's never married, right? So this famous Reb Chaim explains, because there's many proofs to this. It doesn't, Lamai says she was married. It just, you can uproot it retroactively, meaning she was married, but now what's Negea from now on, we view it retroactively that she was never married. So it's true that you don't owe me the money until Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you get a schus l'mafrei on the nechasim. So it's no stira now. The Edom Zaymim who came up in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they were testifying about money that's not yours yet. At that moment, they become Edom Zaymimim. Enoch and Ami, if the clock would have continued to tick, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan would have hit, then the Torah would have awarded you retroactively. So Shivan Midin Kingin works in the same way. I don't owe you the money yet, but when the money becomes due, then you have a kinyan in the nechasim from the beginning. And that answers malchoy v'mafrei ugoiv also. The sugya Pesachim is answered that way too. So that's the chayyot where you have to explain this as well. Anyway, it's not a regular komash konevet konarabu. It's a poetic expression. Because the mal, the loiv is not an evet to the malva anyway. Right? Even though we said that's the Lashon Rabbeinu Gershon uses in Bava Basra. He doesn't mean it literal. The loiv is not an evet. The loiv has his own yad. Right? He just means it's a kinyan. It's a type of schus that you have. That schus works. That's the way you have to look. Okay. So Rava comes now with his version. Z'om elam ha'rove lo'oilam shemeis l'achar shloshim. Taka, the father died after 30 days. Because before 30 days, there'd be nothing to talk about. You wouldn't be able to go to the Nechos. So there, the father... So now we go back to our original question. Well, the Nechos already on Meshuvah. So then what's the problem? Then there's no question. It's the Shibu Nechos. Then everybody would agree, go straight to the property. There's no Shiloh. The Yoshim, Yashim, the property that already has a pre-existing debt. There's nothing to talk about. Says the Gemara, Idik and Chseitu v'Achanami Dishok, and Achanami. If there'd be ample money, and there'd be a way to get all the money, you would take and get it. Hochma Eskinon, Kigoyin Delecho, Elochom Ishloim, there's only 5 Sloim. And the Mela, since there's only 5 Sloim, so you can only get half. So now it comes out that you're going to only get half. There'll be a problem of chomesh v'loy chotzi. We'll see. The kuli alma is lay the rabbi is the ravasi. Everybody holds like a vasi, the ravasi is achan shecholku mechza yosh mechza kilukuchas. Which basically means we look at them as mechza lukuchin and mechza lukucha, mechza yosh mechza lukuchas. Which means we spoke about this several times already in the Masechta. There were two ways to view yosh. Right? Zicha, if you have one yosh, so he's not a lekeach, he's a yerush. And he therefore has all the responsibilities that a yerush would have, he has. Once you have two yerushim, so now it depends. If you learn yesh breire, okay, so then it comes out that they're yerushim. Because the half that I got is mine from the beginning. I'm a yerush. The half that you got is yours from the beginning. It's done. But if you learn that ain't breire, so it comes out that when two brothers make a division, we don't know if each one got what they were supposed to get, what they conceptually got. It's a funny terminology because it doesn't really mean that. What it really means in yesh breira ein breira, just so you understand, because otherwise, yesh breira ein breira really means like this. When the Torah gives you a koyach to give a din to something, Truma, Meiser, Yerush, anything. Whenever the Torah gives you a din to identify something, right? The machloik is a yesh bera ein bera is mamish the way we explained l'mafreya. Did the Torah give you that ability to identify it retroactively? That's the machloik. In other words, bera is not magic where you can go over to something and say, this is it. You don't know. That the Torah has to give you that koyach. You're not a novi. And that explains the famous Tosfos in Temuga that we already had, Daf Lamed Aleph. Tosfos Akash, if you only yesh breira, so you shouldn't have taruvus. By yovish biyovish, I'm lach balacha. By yovish biyovish, whenever you have taruvus, isser, what's the problem? Take one out. Say, this is the piece. Treif a piece of meat falls into a pot. Pick up a piece of meat, any piece. Stick your hand in, pull out a piece, and say, this is the piece. Azay frek Tosfos. And there's a man who says yesh breira, but then I say yesh breira. So what do you need? By only you need 200. What do you need 200? Stick your hand into the basket of fruit, pull out the apple, say, oh, this is it. That's it. That's orla. Everything else is mutter. So he says, no. Breira only works something that you was never known what it was. That's simply the way Tosfos reads. Anything that was once orla already and got mixed up, you don't have the ability now to say this. So many of the Achronim ask on Tosfos, Ipcha Mistavcha. The opposite is logical. Something which never was what it was, you need to come on to two Chedushim. Number one, to create it. And number two, to retroactively create it. Something which was already identified, now you only have to say, this is it. That should zikr be work. Tosfos says, yesh breira only works if it was unknown at all till today. But if it was already known, then we don't say breira. As I talk Tosfos. Right? If it was already known before it got mixed up. If it was unknown before it got mixed up, then we say yesh breira. But if it was already known before, then we don't say breira. I can tell you it's for the opposite. Something that was already known before, now you're just coming in and you're saying, that's it, that's the thing that fell in. That's easier than creating. The Teretz is what Tosfos means, it's more is very simple. Something that was already known, all he means is that you're not establishing it. It's Ola because it's Ola. It's not Ola because Pacey decided it's Ola. It's Ola because the Torah said it's Ola. Right? So there the Torah never gave you the ability to identify it at all. The Torah identified it. Now, that thing that the Torah identified fell into a basket. Now you want to become a Novi and say, oh, that's it, pick it up. Who are you? Who are you to do that? Something which was never known to begin with. And the Torah came and said, yes, you, Pacey, you can identify it. There's a mixture here of Tevel. And the Torah said, Pacey, you pick up the Truma. You know, we're giving you the ability to identify Truma. Now over there, there's a machlekes that the Torah give you that ability to identify it retroactively. But some, what Tosis means is something which has been pre-identified, meaning it's not your identification. You have no ability to identify. Where the Torah gave you a koyach to identify, then we could be done. Can you identify it retroactively? Can you only identify it from here on? Something which the Torah didn't give you that identity concept, who are you? You're not a Novi. You can make a chalois if the Torah gave you a right to make a chalois. And then we can analyze that chalois that the Torah gave you a right to make. Did the Torah give you the right to make that chalois retroactively? Or did the Torah only give you a right to make the chalois? That's the machlekes. So when it comes to Yerusha de Zalbazach, we know this is in Chaluka. Did the Torah give the Yerushim the ability to identify the Yerusha only from here on? Or did the Torah only give them the ability, or did the Torah even give them the ability retroactively? If the Torah only gave them the ability from now on, it really means very possibly I'm sitting on what really should have been yours from before, and you're sitting on what really should have been mine from before, and the Mele, they're Lukuchas. We're not Yoshim. Because whatever I'm sitting on that's yours, basically, you sold me. So that's the machlekes. The machlekes is the chalukah that the Torah gave to the Yoshim, the ability to make a chalukah. Did the Torah give that koyach retroactively? Only mikano labo. Now, he didn't know, Ravasi had a sofik. Whether Yerusha works, mikano labo, whether chalukah works, mikano labo works lamafreya. Therefore, he said, half the Yerusha should be treated like Lukuchas, and half the Yerusha should be treated like Yosha. So that's when he came to his conclusion. Meaning, if you want to come and deal with the Yerusha's money, if the Chalukah, he says, listen, there's a Sofik, whether I'm a Yerush, whether I'm a Lekeach, because I made a Chalukah with another brother, and therefore, the halacha is, you treat it like Chatzi Yerusha v'Chatzi Lukuch. So now the Gemara says, that's the Pshat. Okay, and Mele, the part that's Lekuach, you can't collect from. Because Milval Peh is any Goyvim in our Lekuchas. Udekuli Alma Muvah Ksuvah Batoira Lav Ksuvah Bishtardon. So even though the Nechosim is Meshuvah, everything is Givaldik, but Lamais, it's a Milval Peh. A Milval Peh can't collect from Lekuchas. So the part of the property, that's Lekuach. Because the two brothers now divided the property. And in that division, half of it is Lekuchas. That part, that's Lekuchas, you can't collect from. That's what he's saying. The Kuli Amos have Papa, move out, pay, gave him in a Yoshim. And he's not gave him in a Lekuchas. And Mimela, since he's not gave him in a Lekuchas, so you're only going to get five, you're only going to get 2.5 Sloyim. The Kohen is only going to get 2.5 slime, because he can't collect the whole five. He can't collect the whole five, because there's only five to begin with, and of the five, half of it is Lekuchas. So Mamela, B'chomesh le'chatzi chomesh k'mifli, that's the machlekes, for Me'el Savar, Chomesh le'chatzi chomesh. The Torah only gave a chi of Pidyon HaBen, where the Kohen has a schus to collect the entire five slime. Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Chomesh, Vafilu Chatzi Chomesh. He holds even Chatzi Chomesh. Chatzi Chomesh also. Now, this is a little difficult to understand this. Because as we explained originally, that's klar. There is no machlekes. That let's say a guy had a bechor. No suffix, a regular b'chol. And day 30 comes, he owes the kohen chomesh slime. He only has 2 slime. That's all he has. He doesn't have. There's no machlekes. Havadi has to give the 2 slime. Because I owe 5, I don't have to give you 2. Of course I have to give you 2. How could I not have to give you 2? Of course I have to give you 2. Why? Because b'chlal masayim money. If I owe you five, I owe you two. Right? So the whole sugya over here, that has to be clear. The whole sugya over here is only talking about a case where in the chayiv there's a shaila where I owe you five. Meaning, there can't be an obligation, according to the opinion who holds, chomesh v'leichatzi chomesh, it means the Torah was not machadish, a less than five slorim obligation. Okay? The Gemara does not mean that the Torah was not machadish, less than five slorim payment. Of course there's a less than five slorim payment. It's only an obligation question. Reb Meir says, the Torah gave a chiyuv, chomesh slorim, there can't be an obligation that's less than five slorim. If for some reason it's less than five, it doesn't exist. That's Reb Meir's chiddush. Right? Reb Yehuda says, no. Five, if it's two, it's two. Doesn't matter. But what I'm trying to tell you is Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda agree that if there was an obligation of five, but a limited asset problem, that I don't have assets to cover the five, of course I have to give what I have. That is no machlekes. So the shaila here is an argamole. Here the problem is not an obligation. The problem is in the assets. Meaning, since we have a shaila whether you lukuchis or yorshim, and if you lukuchis, I can't collect because it's a milval peh. Right? So we don't know how to treat it. So we only give you the right now to collect from the half that is yorshim. So you're only going to end up collecting half, not because obligation is half. Not because you're entitled to five. But you can't collect the five because since half the property is possibly lekuchas and you're a milval peh, so you don't have access. The chiv is five. So how could anybody say you're potter? The Gemara is saying that Meir, the reason why Meir and our Mishnah said that once they divide potter is because Meir is talking about a case where there's only five slum to begin with. Of the five slum, the Kohen only has access to two and a half. Why does he have only access to two and a half? It's a whole binyan. Because since there's a question of Yorashim Lukuchas, and we don't know, we treat it Chatzi, Yerusha, Chatzi, Lukuch. So he only has access to two and a half. So now there's a din of chomesh or a chatzi chomesh. But it's not a chatzi chomesh. It's chomesh. It's chomesh. That's a very big problem. So Sfasemis actually, let me just get to Sfasemis. Sfasemis taka asis for kasha. See, because look at Tosfos. Tosfos tries to make a chiluk between the sugya and Bava Kama, where a guy has to pay half of the payment. The ganav has to pay half the kefil or half the dalad v'hei. So Tosfos says, "V'loy domi l'chamisha chatzay boko." This is a famous sugya where you have two shutfim. Okay, two shutfim stole. They did a tficho mechire. One of the shutfim was moide. He's a moide b'knas potter. Okay? So the shutf that was moide doesn't have to pay dalad vehe. Okay? The other shutf does have to pay. The halacha is that you get half of your payment, half of your kefil, half of your dalad vehe you get. So Tosfos asks, why not? Tosfos says, hosom tashluminu. Tosfos says, even though, of course, you don't have to pay all the money out of one shot, you could give 10 kohanim if you want to divide it up. So what does Tosfos mean? There's no shibud. You don't owe it. That's what he's trying to say. Comes as Fasemis, he says, "Hagei ma sheu goyves machzis achomesh." Who mitam sofek? Here's a sofek. V'alatzad sheim yoshim hari mishtabdu kol hacham Yisrael. Elo sheyef shen nigvois ala machtzis me'achamish. So he, the Sfasemis, goes over on a mahalach and he says, maybe ain't a chanami. A guy who only has maybe less than five slime, maybe the haki's potter. Completely, till he gets five slime. Potter, till he gets five slime. Meaning, the shibud is only chal as a five slime shibud. And if you are naked, you don't have that, so maybe ain't a chanami. So Sfasema says, if that's the case, then Ramey and Rabbi Yehuda should argue by anybody who has less than five slime. Why is it only here in Bechoris, in this complicated case, there should be a Mishneh with a Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda Rameyer, a poor Aviyah Ben, doesn't have five slime. We said for Dover Poshet, of course he has to pay. He's saying that Lechoira, according to what Smashma from Tosis is, no! According to Rav Meir, it has to be a complete shibud on five slime. You don't have to give it all in one shot, but it's got to be one shibud on five slime. You could then decide to pay it slowly. But Tosis seems to be saying it's five or zero. So if that's the case, if Rav Meir has such a drastic opinion, then that should be a machlekes in Shas. Anytime you have less than five slime, what do you do? Are you chayev or are you potter? I think it's not possible. Yichalku Rameyev Rabbi Yudah b'kol mi she'en lo yalochom yishloim. Yimuchu yivlite. Peladik ezach. What he does. Well, you want to know what the Sfasemis wants to say? Sfasemis wants to say that you can't be potter if you don't have the full five slime, because you'd be chayev to find a kohen that would say l'didi shoveli. The Gemara says in Kedushin that if I give a kohen less than five slime, I give my yarmulke, it's worth 2.5 slime. The kohen could say l'didi shoveli. That's a way for you to get away cheap. You want to do a pidyon aben, yeah? You decide you're going to use your yarmulke for pidyon aben. Shovel kesef, kekesef. Your yarmulke is worth 2.5 slime. You find yourself a kohen that wants a zay yarmulke, and the kohen says, you know what, for me it's 5 slime. It's true on the market, it's 2.5, by me it's 5. You're mekayim pidyon aben. Zoktus Fasemes, the reason why we don't find machlekes of Meir Rabbi Yehuda and Gan Shas is because you'd be have a chiv to find such a kohen that would say l'didi shoveli on your 2 slime. No, it's really ain't a chanami. If there's one kohen in the world and that one kohen is not willing to accept that the 2 is like 5, he says, no, the 2 is 2. Ain't a chanami. Reb Meir would say potter. The reason why Reb Meir doesn't say potter anywhere in Shas except for here is because all the other cases in Shas where you only have 2 slime or 1 seller or 3 slime, find a kohen who will say, you know what, that's 5. Meaning, you can never say, I don't have 5. Maybe you do. It's a kohen sale to the shovel. Peldik is fasemis. From so many different fronts, it's a peldik is fasemis. I'm chuyiv to find a kohen should sale to the shovel. The Lididi Shoveli is a new chalois that creates such a thing. It's not a guy who has less than Mosayim Zuz is a lot of collect Maiseroni, yeah? Yeah, it's a lot of collect Maiseroni. How do we define that he has less than Mosayim Zuz? We call in an evaluator. The guy evaluates his Nechasi. Gemara talks about childless rates, worth B'yamid Nisna, B'yamid Tisha. A regular case. You have an appraisal, and you're worth less than your total asset value is less than Mosayim Zuz. Yeah? What do you mean? Maybe there's a Lididi Shoveli guy out there. Lididi Shoveli. Eretz Yisrael with the Yishem. The Yishemeli is a chalois that's chal at the time. It's almost like it's an event. It's not a status. It's an event that activates a new value. It's like the market went up. It's not a pre-existing condition that you could say, I have by me such a... I don't. My value is less than Mosaim's. If a guy would come to my property today and say, oh, what do you mean? I'm ready to pay 500 zuz for that field that you have. I can't collect my money. Because now my property is worth more. Why? Because somebody came and said, L'didi Shavali. How could the Sfasema say that I'm chayiv? If Taka Reb Meir holds that chomesh leichatzei chomesh, how could Reb Meir say such a thing? I want to tell you a simple vote. I think it's a simple vote. And this will explain the whole Hemshech HaSugya. So it's very simple. There's a very big difference between the chiyuv that's on the father and the chiyuv that's on the yorshim, even after the shibud nechasim. Very big difference. The chiyuv on the father that he had originally, when he had two sons and one of them was a b'chol, was he had a chiyuv akakafta de gavre. He had a chiyuv to pay 5 zlotim. Okay? He had a chiyuv to pay 5 zlotim. Now, he died. Okay? It was already chal. It's like, we're talking about lach ha-shloshim. It's already chal. He was chayiv to pay. Now, that chiv that he had, like a kafta the gavra, fell onto his lechosim. Now, his lechosim have to pay chomesh loyim. Right? Now, the yorshim yashint. And I'm not going to tell you, although there's a lot of Torah about this, that the yorshim don't have a chiv. Yorshim do have a chiv now, aka kafta the gavra, because they yashint your lechosim. They have a chiv to pay. But it's very different. The Yorshim's chiv is very similar to an apotropos, which means it works backwards. Your obligation is, you have an obligation, pidyon haben. That's your obligation. So you have, it starts with agavre, it ends with the nechosim. Right? The Yorshim, it's lahavna hapachal. We have to manage we as Yorshim have to manage the debt that's on the properties. Right? So our obligation stems from debt management that's on the property, not from debt management that was on the gavre that died. That he had an obligation to pay the debt. We have a it's almost a real estate management. We're in a real estate management business. Our management is we have to manage the chayvus that come on the nechosim. Now, the nechosim have in them mechze yerusha, mechze lekuchas, which means that from a property management debt standpoint, debt planning, only half can be collected. So now our obligation is only half. Because we didn't yashin achi of pidyon haben. We yashin how much we have, we yashin managing the property debt. So it's memela, not a 5 slum obligation. The 5 slum obligation fella is dead. The only thing that's alive today is a property manager whose obligation is to manage the debt that's generated from the property. And that will make us decide how much he owes. So, how much debt could be generated from this property? 2.5 slime. So now we look at the Yoshim Lach. How much debt do they have? 2.5 slime. That's Chomesh V'lechatzi Chomesh. The guy who really owes 5 slime, Akak after the Gavran, only has 2.5 slime. We're looking at him. We're looking at a Chomesh. We're not looking at a chatzi chomesh. You're a chomesh guy. Shalom aleichem. Chomesh. You understand? They can't. That's why it's chomesh like chatzi chomesh. So even though the Yorushim now have a chiyuv to pay, but they only have a chiyuv to pay because they're holding on to an asset which is generating debt. Not to a gavra that's generating debt, to an asset. That, and how much debt is being generated by this asset? 2.5 slime. So now what do the Yorushim owe? 2.5. Zokra Meir, I have a rule. I have a rule. Chomesh, v'loi chatzi chomesh. He's gone. That's what they say. Reb Meir says, you potter. Reb Meir says, you potter. If there wasn't a rule of chomesh v'loi chatzi chomesh, then we would have a debt that's being generated by the property that they have to manage. But l'maisa, there's a rule, chomesh v'loi chatzi chomesh. The rule applies to the obligation of Pidyon HaBen. That there cannot be a less than 5 slum obligation of Pidyon HaBen. How on any gavra? There is no gavra that could become obligated in half a Pidyon HaBen. That doesn't exist according to Reb Meir. According to Reb Yehuda, yeah. According to Reb Meir, there cannot be any human being that should become obligated to pay less than 5 slum. Okay, now, if a Yoresh is managing an asset, okay, his obligation is strictly limited to how much that asset that he is holding, how much debt that asset is generating. In our case, this asset is only generating 2.5 slime. Now he becomes the manager of that debt. He's not managing his father's debt. No, that's not the Yoresh's job. The Yorush's job is to manage the debt that's being generated by the property that he's holding on to, which is only 2.5 slime. So how much debt can he hold on to? Halachically, 2.5 slime. Zokra Meir, sorry, no deal, buddy. If the father was here and the father only had 2.5 slime, we look at him. We don't care how much asset he has. That's how I'm answering the Sfas Emes' kasha. We don't care how much that he. We're looking at him. Mr. Chagav, you chayv chomish lom. We see chomish. We see dollar signs all over the place. It's bursting with dollar signs. You, Mr. Chagav, the Yorshim, they're only a gavre if how much the property is being moiled on them, and the property is only being moiled on them. A half obligation. So it's only a 2.5 obligation. That's all there is. And the mail there's no chiv. Mashenking up you the holes that Pidyon HaBen is like any debt. And there's no shiv to Pidyon HaBen. It's not like a kazayas or matzah. Has to be a kazayas or nothing. No. Chomish is chatzi chomish. It's chatzi chomish. So you, Yoshim, are managing a debt of chatzi chomish. Okay. Stop it. Lifnei Shloishim, nothing was chal under the chosim at all. So they're not managing any debt. Exactly, the father's dead. And they're only obligated to give over what the property is